When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Tuesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Doing some reminiscing before the show about better times. What a surprise to the listeners that we were talking about better times before the show came on.
No surprise there.
Pre-COVID.
The old station where we initially put together the three-legged stool.
Yes.
That's where it all happened.
Those are incredible memories.
Yes, that was incredible. The best part was, well, we had some power outage. We'll just run an extension cord over across the floor and just put a piece of carpet over it.
That will never, ever get old.
That will never get old.
We could be 40 years old. Remember that time we had the power cord across the carpet?
There was a lot at that building.
With the rug.
Oh,
there's a lot of good things about that building.
Oh, it was.
You didn't want to bring any guests in it, but it was really good.
It was.
So this is the building.
This is the radio station. Really? Is this some sort of sick joke?
Yeah.
No.
Nope. Right, here's where the magic's done.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
We had great times there.
We did. Good memories.
Great memories. Really good. Really good memories.
We're already going to be a year in this building on Monday.
God.
One year. This upcoming Monday is 1 year.
Really?
In this building right here at 1040 O Street.
Okay.
Can you believe that?
Okay.
Less than a week away.
That's amazing. Is there some kind of celebration?
Yes. Yeah. You're invited.
Really? When is this?
Well, we have a party for Monday night. This upcoming Monday night.
A week from Monday?
The 16th.
I got to tell you... Don't start with me, Bill. But Mondays are pretty good for me. You think I'll go?
No. There's no chance you'll be here. Zero.
You'll forget something.
And then you'll also have that, hey, Ben, just shoot me a text and remind me, okay? He will. Shoot you a text. All right, thanks. Pretty good chance I get there.
You got me pretty good.
No chance.
You got me pretty good.
You'll be at Buffalo Wings or Rings or something like that. Oh, yeah, I couldn't make it. Sorry.
I don't. Fake dropout, but I did. But
you drop out sometimes.
But no, I usually say it up front right away. It's like, you guys know me. I have no interest.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't like seeing other people. And that's the part that always sets back at a party.
Yeah.
Laura's very social. She likes to be out and about.
I'm amazed by social people.
Yeah, very social.
I'm amazed by them.
Yeah. I am amazed just being in my garage. That's like, that's amazing to me.
I mean, I'm with you on this.
That's where I text you guys the 49ers might rush for 300 yards.
Okay, and then what happened?
Well, they didn't punt. They didn't punt.
No punts last
night. So they won the game.
Yeah, they didn't punt.
What was the final, Jake?
32-19. A touchdown with like 3 seconds to go for the Jets to make it respectable in the scoreboard. They were never in the game. 32-19, the Niners win. McCaffrey did not play in this game.
No. They had a guy named Mason.
Jordan Mason, who, by the way, was amazing in this game. He had 28 carries for 147 yards and a touchdown, average of 5.3 yards per carry.
Undrafted out of Georgia Tech. I've got to think he played with Sims.
Just think about that.
Yeah, 2022.
Undrafted running back had a day. And also, when he was running the football, It looked real. It did.
I watched it.
I wasn't watching like I'm like it was real. It.
Yeah,
it,
he looked
it,
real.
It was like watching the end of the overtime game with Detroit and the running back that they brought in.
David Montgomery.
Montgomery. Yeah. I was like, whoa, what is this? It was like a train wreck.
Okay.
It was fun to watch.
And then on the other side, it looked like the Niners were playing with 13 defenders.
It appeared at some time.
Yeah. They are really good on defense.
Oh,
how do you run against
the Jets offense has been bad for years. They thought, oh, Rodgers will fix that. He was not the answer last night.
How was his number?
Rodgers last night for the Jets goes 13 for 21, 167, and a touchdown, which is on an offsides call. He had a free play. So it was a great throw to Lazard for the touchdown. One pick, one sack, rating of 82.8.
He's got a good receiver in Garrett Wilson. They lean on him pretty hard in Breece Hall. And
he
apparently
can still
Lazard.
Whip it.
Oh, he can still whip it.
He can still whip it. What, is he 40?
He's 40.
He's 40.
He's 40 years
That's
old.
That's incredible.
It is. Anyway, so I just want to give a quick shout out to Joe and Boulder because I did use the Buffalo Wings and Rings gift certificate last night. Alex and Dom and I watched the game at Buffalo Wings and Rings. Thank you to Joe. It was amazing. He had the people listen to the show because he made the gifts or gift card, we'll call it, to the right address. I was struck by that. He could have botched that because there's another Buffalo Wings and Rings in town.
And
that wouldn't be universal.
I don't know.
I would think so.
It said only that location.
Well,
the
it didn't
card?
Say only, but the
it's still diced by Joe.
The receipt had the correct location, which is amazing. Yeah, that's the one I always go to. Is it 62nd and O?
Yeah, 66th and O.
66th and O. Okay. Yeah, Jake. That area. Thank you, Jake. It's up. It's up. Yeah, it's up.
I texted with Joe yesterday.
You did not, Joe Boulder?
I gave Bill Joe's number.
Yeah, well,
and he texted.
Joe was extremely kind to me. And so, yes, I went.
He got you some Gentleman Jack.
Yeah, I just don't go with just the old, cool, thanks.
Right.
No, that was incredible for somebody to do that. So, does anyone else know that if you give us really elaborate gifts, we will also text and thank you?
Bill will ask you for your phone number. I'll give it to you. Give it to me. I'll text you. You get a personal text from Bill Bush.
Yeah, Joe and Boulder took care of us. And I really appreciated that last night. It came in right at the edge, too. It was a $50 gift card, and it was $46. Oh, perfect. Bam.
Beautiful.
Bam.
Nice. I also talked to Phil Ruhlman yesterday via text.
What?
Yeah.
We're just dropping names.
You want to talk about getting upbeat right away? Just a text from Phil Ruhlman. It was incredible.
Phil, of course, of Ruhlman Steakhouse. Those are new listeners.
Where's Ruhlman Steakhouse
at? In Ashland off of Highway 6. You could not find a better place.
We talked about John Benton. I did. I talked about how amazing the Smash Burgers were that were delivered to us. The food that they brought into us, how amazing it was. And then we talked about how John Benton ran Wilderness Ridge at age 14. Took tea times and also ran the kitchen. It's incredible.
And he went overseas for a while.
They went overseas. And then also the high
Boston
school.
Area.
And they also went to homecoming.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's probably got a law degree.
Yeah, probably does. Very much so.
All right, Ben's here too.
Just his free time.
The stool's together. Yes. Everybody's here. Ben's here.
Yes.
Four people here.
We're all in the building.
Yeah, we're all here.
And your alarm, you were here on time today.
I don't have an alarm.
You've never set an alarm ever
in my lifetime. I was talking to Missing Tooth Greg about it. Even as a kid, never set an alarm. Never have set an alarm in my life. I might start.
How many times have you been late without?
I alarm? Think if you went back over the course of my existence, I was probably late 5 times in 58 years, 5 or fewer. There's no way it would be. There's one time with you I was late.
Yes, here
one time.
At the old station?
Yeah.
Where
I showed up.
I have zero internal clock. Zero. Yeah. I have to set 2 alarms, especially during football season. I always had 2 phones. I had 2 alarms.
You had a tougher situation.
2 alarms were set.
Yeah.
And that was at all time. There is a chance if I don't set an alarm, all of a sudden it's going to wake up like
9:30
in the morning. What happened? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. There's no doubt about that.
I don't know. Naturally
the
nervous person.
The one thing I do when I have my alarm set for 4 a.m., is that I leave it set for 4 a.m. on the weekend.
Oh, no.
Oh, I do. Because it excites me. I wake up and I go, I don't have to get up. And I turn it off and then I go back to sleep.
It's still sick.
Yeah.
You saw Jake's reaction when he said 4 a.m. Yeah. That was my reaction.
Yeah, I'm not quite 4 a.m. A little bit after that. Mm-hmm. But I don't set it on the weekends, though. No mm-hmm. way.
No,
I get the way. I get
he's
the excitement,
got a baby,
but
he's got a, Jake's yeah,
the
got a baby.
Baby wakes you up.
Yeah, that'd be Scotland.
It'd be Scotland. She She sleeps well, knock on wood.
I stopped and talked to Jake and Elizabeth the other day.
Why didn't bring that up on the show? Yes. We're on a walk on 84th Street, you know, walking, doing a square. We go to 84th Street.
84th and what?
84th and we were just south of A Street, I suppose.
Yes. Okay, going to south. Okay, okay.
And all south of a sudden, I see a white pickup pull up on, you know, this random side road. And it's, looks like Bill. Oh, that is Bill. You spotted us, and then you circled around.
I'm driving, so that's I spotted him, so I whipped around.
That's really funny.
I whipped around and talked to him for a while.
Which was a perfect street, because nobody ever uses that street, so we sat there for like 10 minutes, and finally a car came up on it. Oh, see you later, Bill.
Yep,
we talked for like 10 minutes, as nobody turned in or came out of that road off of 84th Street.
I didn't appear off of 84th. That's a through Jake. I appeared out of nowhere.
I was like, does he use that road? I'm like, no, I think he just found us and circled back to this road. I was like, I don't think anybody uses this road.
No one uses that road. No, that road. No one ever happens. Also, I didn't bring this up yesterday.
I don't know that.
You guys would have been, because you were so enthralled in the game, wouldn't have noticed this. But I know in my neighborhood, I don't know what the rest of Lincoln was like, but there was a plethora of fireworks that went off during the game and after the game. A plethora.
Yeah, I missed that.
Yeah, there was fireworks going off through my entire neighborhood.
Seriously?
And so I felt that was a breaker-based system that we had set up.
And Governor Pillen-based, Governor too. Pillen. Yeah, we approved that on the show.
There was a bunch of fireworks?
There was a ton of fireworks. So I wonder, breakers, did you hear anything else throughout?
There was a lot of gunshots in downtown Lincoln. Ooh. Maybe that was the... Oh, come on. Lighten up.
This is straight fireworks. Yes. Yeah.
That's what you get for that one right there. Terrible.
It was early. That's early. Yeah. I didn't hear any fireworks.
Well, you couldn't. You were in the booth, or you're in the stadium. You couldn't hear them.
I was working.
You were working.
You got home at what, 2 a.m.?
Yes. Yes.
Because you did your road stuff. You went to the press conference, and then you did your podcast for Husker Online. You got home at 2 a.m.
Yeah, not even 2 a.m. 2:20.
Where would you have seen fireworks then, besides at the stadium?
And they weren't still shooting them off at 2. God, that was late. I'm not used to being up late.
It was the first couple of scores, there was a lot of fireworks went off in our neighborhood. And then the end, there's a lot of fireworks. But it was probably only about a 10-minute window. It wasn't like, it wasn't the 4th of July where it kept going.
Right.
But it was pretty remarkable. Nothing. There was a lot of fireworks that went off.
Doug on YouTube says, yes, lots of fireworks in my neighborhood.
Really?
Sure. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm proud of the breakers. That's based right off the breakers.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't have guessed it.
Well.
Wouldn't have guessed
Bill saw it. We didn't. That's fine. We missed the fireworks sip.
I totally missed.
Next time.
God.
Next time.
Yeah. Well, they did shoot some off at the stadium.
They did. Yes, they did.
Yeah.
They did, but not
Thunderstruck was amazing. The third quarter.
By the way, before I move on, you told me, we did not get this in the spillover, but you had a Bud Crawford thing you want to talk about?
Oh, no, nothing major. Bud Crawford spoke to the team, but the big thing about Bud was he was roping 50-yard passes, 50-yard passes.
He was?
Before the game. He is a crazy good athlete. I mean, and you could tell he was showing off his arm. And they were on a rope. He can... I told you about his basketball prowess. I saw him at Lincoln Southeast at a charity game. There's no question he could have been a college basketball player. There's no question. I mean, it's not even you watch him for 5 minutes. Oh, yeah. He could have played college basketball at the Division I level no matter what. And then he's roping 50-yard passes. He's a crazy good athlete. I mean, easily.
Could we rope 125 right now?
No.
Not without a major injury.
No.
We tried to get you to throw a football in Hawaii, and you wouldn't do it.
Right.
You wouldn't do it.
We asked for one throw.
That was it, one throw, and you got in.
You could have even not recorded the warm-ups just because
I'm not doing that stuff late in my life. I mean, I'm not going to subject myself to just an out-and-out clown show.
It wasn't a clown show. It could have been very impressive, possibly.
Yeah, just for your stupid entertainment.
We like stupid entertainement. Hey, we all do here. Don't you dare push back on that.
What if you roped that, though? You'd be impressive. You'd be a legend for that.
No.
Could have been legendary.
I can barely lift my right arm. You think I'm going to rope a 50-yarder? I mean, the coffee's hard to get in my mouth.
Well, you get somebody to edit it. Make like you threw a rope out there.
Terrence was throwing ropes. God.
That's great.
Yeah. Freaked me out.
Okay. That title chitch. Anything else?
Good? I got nothing.
Okay.
No,
that's Wings and Rings was incredible.
Sponsored by our friends at RenewYourAuto.com. Call or text David at 402-833-3858 or go to RenewYourAuto.com. They do everything from body shop, ceramic coatings, window tinting, and more. Again, 402-833-3858. RenewYourAuto.com. All right. Yesterday, Matt Rhule spoke at the press conference. You were there in attendance at the press conference, right?
Yes, I was.
For the 2-0 Nebraska Cornhuskers, ranked in the AP and the coaches poll at this point.
Yes.
And where do you want to hit first? Because there's a couple quotes to you that stuck out. I got them all over here.
I would say start with the Dylan stuff. He was very It was very striking what he had to say about Dylan Raiola, who's the freshman quarterback from Buford, Georgia.
Here we go.
And his progress and as related to some of his teammates.
Here's Matt Rhule on Raiola.
I told the offense a lot of them have to pick their intensity up to his level, not the other way around. He's trying to throw the ball to guys that are supposed to be in certain places and they're not there. He's at a whole other level, and those other guys better pick it up. That's said respectfully and with love. But, and I only say that because you guys sometimes ask me, like, hey, did you not throw it as much in the second half because of him? No, because of everyone else. You know, because other guys aren't, you know, other guys weren't playing at the level I wanted. And so we're having free runners. Like, you know, they blitz us and the back misses it or the tackle misses it. And he's having to run around and make plays. But we had guys running wide open. We could have scored a lot more points. We threw a lot of shots in that game. A lot of them just didn't get thrown because he had to run, you know. So we had no sacks because he avoided guys. But Dylan, through two games, Dylan's done everything you could want, except he didn't milk the clock enough going into the 2-minute last game. And that's the main thing I had for him. He can be sometimes too aggressive at times, and so me and him are – that's not Glenn, that's me and him just situationally communicating. But Dylan's doing a great job. I need everyone else to understand that, like, if a freshman knows all 120 plays in the game plan, then as a junior, I better know all 120 plays or 80 plays, whatever's in the game plan, I better know them and be able to operate them. Because, you know, you get into 2-minute, Sam, especially early in the year, we didn't know what they were going to do in 2 minutes. A new coordinator from Cincinnati. I mean, we might watch so much Cincinnati Bengals film. We didn't know what it was going to be. All of a sudden, it's cover 2. We're calling cover 2 beaters. And we practice for man all week, right? We go right to cover 2 beaters. He's over there like, hey, let's go to this play. And he hits it. If he knows that, like from camp, everyone else better know that. And that's what we have on defense. We have a level of accountability that's unmatched. And that's what we're getting on offense right now. So that's why I'm saying it out loud, because we should have scored 42 or 50 points. You know, we had some really selfish penalties. Not selfish in a bad way. Selfish in a, oh man, I don't want to get beat, so I'm going to tackle this guy here. As opposed to just do your job, man. And trust yourself. So we still have some evolution on offense to do.
Should have scored 42 or 50 points, as Matt Rhule.
Damning
Saturday.
Yeah, damning to some offensive players, unnamed. I don't know who he's talking about. But Dylan's established himself really early here as someone you don't have to worry about. No turnovers. He's asking guys to raise their level of play to his level of preparation to his level of intent, their level of intensity to his. You don't have to worry about him. I mean, he's just that guy. He's precocious. He seems like he's older than he is. We'll see now. I mean, we're going to get into some Big Ten. Is Ben precocious too?
No, sixth word of the day.
Oh.
I was pointing to it right there, precocious.
Okay, we're going
to
do it.
Should we do it right now?
You want to do it?
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
He's a man of many words.
Don't be indignant about it. I'm just asking. I'm
indignant. Ooh, word of the day already?
Indignant. Hold on.
Well, maybe too many words.
I don't like to portray myself as an expert.
And, well, questionable pronunciation at times.
Graham Mertz.
There's plenty of players like Thor Thormundsson.
For Bjarnason.
Yeah, that guy.
It's time for Steve Sipple's word of the day on Early Break.
All right.
Having to be precocious is the word.
Yes.
I don't know if Ben knows how to spell that. Let me see.
He's working at it right now.
Precocious.
He's having a hard time.
P-R-E-C-O-C-I-O-U-S.
Right. Having developed certain abilities or proclivities at an earlier age than usual. Nailed it.
Yeah. Nailed it.
We have not had a word of the day in a long time.
No,
it hit me right away. I pointed to Ben immediately.
Indicative of early development. A precocious talent for computing. What is precocious behavior? Showing the qualities or abilities of an adult at an unusually early age. That is Dylan Raiola.
Okay.
It'd also be Ben.
Definitely.
Definitely Ben.
Yeah. I mean,
yes. He's very much an adult. His adult hair.
You asked Ben if he'd been working out before the show. Yeah. He's like, no.
No.
He looked like
I do ask him that.
I thought he was getting kind of ripped up a little bit. Twisted Steel. Get the barbed wire tattoo. Remember, Schindler was tattooing those on people's arms at the bank.
That was Schuber. That was, yeah, we got to talk about the Schuber later.
We can update the Schuber app. Seven.
Anyway, so yeah, I don't know. Rule kind of called out some offensive players yesterday. I don't know what to say about it. I mean, Bill, you were in the coaching profession. You're in the coaching profession, in my opinion. But I don't know how you...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save. Like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
I would have a hard time with players that aren't, for instance, completing their routes, as Rule indicated, or having to tackle somebody just because they got beat, and which indicates to me some effort level is lacking. I don't know how you... It's the second game. It's Colorado. It's the biggest, one of the biggest games of the year. How is effort a problem? That, you don't have to answer because there's no answer to it.
Yeah, and that would be interesting to know all the, I guess not the facts to build a, because I've not watched like the game film of it to say that was an effort issue. That was an effort issue. That's always the biggest thing you talk about is like that.
Okay, I'll give you an example.
You can live with everything.
I'll give you an example. Yeah. Matt Rule. This isn't Sipple talking. This is Matt Rule talking. He said that he wasn't pleased with blocking on the perimeter the other night. It was lacking, he said. That's just effort. That's all.
Yeah. That is. Okay. That those things stand out.
That's just effort.
And also, you're at a great time to really coach it hard. Like I said, you can coach him so much harder
after a win.
Yeah. And so that's just a natural. But that is the first thing. You know, like how many times we said on this show, like that you want to be able to tell him, whoa, not go. Right. I mean, that was it's always like, man, they're
100.
It's going so hard. There'd be some players that I coached in practice. They'd be like, seriously, stop. I mean, it would just be, the effort would be so ridiculous. There'd be contact that wasn't needed because that's just who they were.
But that's way better.
That's a way better situation to try to slow them down than to be able to speed them up.
Guys not completing their routes. Yeah. Guys not finishing blocks in the perimeter. Garrett McGuire, I mean, he's got to work some stuff out this week, as does Glenn Foley, the special teams
Ed
coach.
Ed Foley, actually.
Glenn Foley. Who's Glenn Foley?
Sounds like a singer.
Country singer.
Sounds like a country singer, but I don't know.
Boy, I'm having a rough time.
Okay, so anyway.
Ed Foley, play that sound. Special teams issues from Matt Rule.
From yesterday. Here we go.
Yeah, yesterday.
Special teams performance I've had in a long time. The worst.
Ooh.
I don't know. I'm disappointed. And it's a lot of things, right? It's not any one thing. It's a lot of things. It's we run down on the opening kickoff, and we set the tone with some big hits, but we're not leveraging the ball, so the next one comes out. Like, thank goodness John Holes might be the fastest kicker I've ever seen, because he runs Jimmy out of bounds. We get a punt blocked. That's not supposed to happen. You know, now we blocked a field goal, which is awesome. We have some goals about that. Buscini was a weapon. Like, when the complimentary football was good, like the first drive we stopped him. They punt the ball to IGC. It bounces twice. He picks it up, and he gets the ball back to the 50. Like, people aren't talking enough about what Isaiah's doing for us in the punt return. Yeah, he dives and catches the one. I don't love the dive, but he catches one at the 30. Then we go down and score in 2 minutes. So he's doing a great job. Kickoff return, the first one should have been a big hit. We don't hit it. The second one, the ball hits the ground. Now, I know Ja'Cory lost it in the lights, and we practice at 9 o'clock in the morning, and I put that on me. Maybe we're not catching up probably under the lights. Like, last year we practiced Wednesday nights, so I'll have to do some more of that this week. And then, we missed a field goal, and the snaps haven't been great on field goals. So I feel like the kickers now are worried about that. So there's a lot of things that aren't real good. We got the right man for the job in Ed. He'll get it fixed. But the guys, you know, I think the guys have to recognize that, you know, we've got to do a better job. And I think they all felt that.
I mean.
Kind of damning there.
Yeah. I mean, he's very frank. I mean, he's very frank.
Well, the one, the what stands out, with if you went back, the old school percentages were that if you got a punt blocked, you lost 90% of the time.
Ah.
And so it that was always.
Is that
so
right?
So punt is always your first thing. That was like we talked about, like, you know, I learned it from Urban Meyer, was like when you went to eat team meal, the punt team ate first. That was the elite. So if you weren't on the punt team, you were not on the elite squad.
That's right. You said that the other day. That's interesting.
The punt team eats first because they have to. And then also that happened versus safe, like I said, you have to have a detail.
How does that happen?
And I guess say like that. I'm not on the inside, so I don't know. But there was only four rushers, I believe. So you have a chance to have. So I'm sure that's what he was frustrated with. But the point being is that they still escaped with a dominant win, which, like I said, that doesn't happen much when you have something like that happen. When you have with the long kickoff return, which was an exceptional return by Colorado.
Jimmy Horn.
There was no points.
No points.
And so the defense was the one that's a tough one when you're on the defensive side, and all of a sudden the ball, you're starting to, you're at, you know, they're at your 40.
Yeah, and that drive started with an 11-yard sack.
Yeah, and so right away, the next play got themselves right out of the out of the problem. But no, but those things right now, the difference is, the best way to say this is from a coaching standpoint is that all the things that everyone talks about, everyone has that in them as far as on the staff of what they have to do, what the assignments are at that. It's how you do them, and it's the detail within the building of how you do them. And the ability of the head coach to build to basically kind of like hold your feet to the fire of everyone in the building. This is how we do it. And that's what it sounds like what Coach Rhule's doing right now.
He's holding their feet.
He's making it very clear that, yes, we are 2-0 and ranked 23rd, and there are so many things out there.
That's the nature of your sport.
Yeah. If you relax for a second, we found out Notre Dame, what can happen to you. If you just relax for 1 second, so that when you have a chance to win the game, and then build on those things from off of the win, it's usually a very positive from that time on.
We've been talking about this kicker issue for weeks now. Yep. We expressed that as a concern in,
I think, the first week of fall camp.
Yeah, and then now what do you have to review? John Hole kicked the ball to Jimmy Horn. He returned it 61 yards. Good tackle by Hole, but he wasn't the kickoff man the next.
No, he wasn't.
Okay, so they replaced one place kicker, got benched in favor of the punter kicking off. The other place kicker missed a 32-yard field goal. The place kicking room has to get better this week. Now, this is a good week for them to settle in and work through their quirks. It's Northern Iowa. It shouldn't be a high-pressure week, but it should be a high-pressure week for them, for the kickers.
And I haven't, like I said, detailed out because I didn't watch it in that aspect of the – you have such a chart on where the snaps are, but obviously Coach Rhule mentioned too that the snaps are not – so I don't know if they're too much into the
That could be
into the body. I know, you know, one of the things that had stood out when I went to meet with the NFL talk with Sam Cook, because Sam was the holder for the Ravens, and they stayed further away from the ball, and I found it interesting. And the reason was because the ball would stay from the time you caught it to the time you put it down was in your vision at all times. So I always talk about, if a snap is into the body of the holder, the kicker can't see it until it goes back and puts it down.
Oh, that would, yeah.
If you're a little bit further out, you can see the ball the entire time.
So you might want to look further out.
But anyway, I didn't notice that this, like I said, because I wasn't watching that aspect, but obviously Coach Rhule said the snaps.
Three snaps.
Have not been where they need to be.
Right.
And that is something that goes through a kicker's head also. But at the same time, you'd always tell the kicker, did they get the ball down in the right spot? Yeah. And make the kick. That's what you tell the kicker. Because sometimes right away, it's the first thing is like, oh, the snap's a little inside. I'm like, hang on a second. Make the kick. I'll talk to the snapper. Right. Make the kick.
God bless.
In the same way, the other way too, where it's kind of like, well, you know what? Hey, where the snapper looks at the kicker, snap is perfect. What's your problem? Just relax. I'll talk to the, just
interesting,
relax.
Bill. Now, there was another interesting part of this press conference.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if you have this because he said it really fast. You know, as you noticed, Rhule talks super fast. Okay.
Which quote is it?
Now, you know, I just would be shocked if he had it, because I think he said it within an answer to something else. But he said he expected to score 40 and that they would.
That was at the very end of that.
They would allow 10. Is that right?
at the very end of that first one, he said he wanted to score 42 points.
No, okay. But no, he said his expectation going into the game was to score 40 and hold them to 10. He expected 40 to 10. He's talked so fast that people don't even pick up on that stuff sometimes. He's obviously very confident in this team. He expected 40 to 10. Not many. If I would have predicted 40 to 10 on this show, you guys would have been like, what are you talking about? Not Bill, maybe not as much.
All right, Homer.
Yeah.
Okay, Homer.
All right.
But I think there's the way you look at it is
matchup.
You guys still have, like I said, I was there for whatever, a season, mm-hmm. and that was it. You guys have whatever, a lot of years banked on this. So what you guys are looking at is like, of just like, I've seen it go wrong before.
Yeah.
I went off of just what I saw in film.
Right.
And so I'm just looking at this team, I'm looking at this team, and it was, I had them winning by more than 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, you did.
And
comfortable
because,
win, yeah.
because I thought I just for that because
I did not.
Of what I saw in film. You guys were basing that off of just things that have went bad in the past.
Kind of, not totally, because I watched both games. I mean, I watched Colorado against North Dakota State, and I tried to watch it.
If you watch your talent at Nebraska and the talent at North Dakota State, very good team. Nebraska is superior on offense
and defense.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, just looking at why you said about the points.
Yeah,
because North Dakota State had 450 yards of offense against them. And, like I said, they could have scored more. So that was the reason.
Yeah, Nebraska has a much better offense.
So when you look at them, you go, hold it. They just went for 450. And then on the other side of it, Colorado couldn't really slow down. North Dakota State couldn't slow down Colorado.
Not really.
They had 4 touchdowns. Well, Nebraska, they knew, could slow them down. No matter what, they're going to slow them down. It means the offense is going to have more opportunities. I'm sure that's why Coach Rule is thinking, we're in for 500 yards. And we're in for a lot of points.
Is it heartening to you, Jake, that it's not? I mean, this is a stupid question. But Nebraska is much better than North Dakota State.
Yes.
I mean, it was much better.
They'd be 27-point favorites.
Right, which somewhat indicates to me progress, because I don't know that I would have said that a couple years ago. The Nebraska, if they played North Dakota State, I'd be like, don't know about this one.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, but Nebraska's gotten their own way with turnovers. We just talked about 30 last year turnovers. They're a solid team that just got in their own way.
Right.
That's why, even though the film is complimentary for Nebraska against these teams, they've just turned the ball over too many times. That's why these games are close. And this year, they have 1 turnover, and they force 4. They're +3.
And that's why you've had two
comfortable wins so far.
Yeah, that's not all Dylan, but it's a lot of Dylan. It's not all of them. It's not just Dylan that's limiting their turnovers, but he's doing a good job of that. Now, what else is there? There's little comments he dropped in, like they got to get the ball to Ja'Cory Barney more.
Yeah,
said it super fast.
Well, that was a long quote.
Oh, go ahead.
Here's Matt Rhule on Ja'Cory Barney from yesterday.
Yeah, he loves to play, man. He's 160 pounds. He gets that first jet sweep. They light him up on the sideline. He gets up and does this thing, right? Like, and it's not look at me, it's just joy, right? Like, I love watching Ja'Cory play. I mean, you can't get the ball enough to him, in my mind. And so, this week I told the team, like, we're facing the number 21 team in FCS in the country. Like, they're one of the top run defenses in the country. Like, guys are going to compete for touches. I'm not a schematic person. Like, I know a lot of football scheme. I've coached for some great coaches. But I'm like, you get the ball to the guys who can make plays. And then the guys have to go make plays. And so Ja'Cory makes plays. So as many – it should have been a touchdown on the reverse if a couple guys would have sprinted a little harder. If you have a chance, go back and watch that reverse we ran. And watch what Dylan does. He hands the ball off and blocks a blitzing corner. I've never seen that before. So good players make plays. Dylan makes plays. Ja'Cory makes plays. And I don't know if we can get the ball to Ja'Cory enough.
There it was. I don't know if we can get the ball to Ja'Cory enough. Okay? That's good news for Ja'Cory. Barney.
True freshman.
Yeah.
I think he was the highest rated true freshman in the country this past week for PFF.
He was, Jake. That's exactly
numero uno.
That's exactly right. Now, Bill, I'm not a schematics person either.
I've always felt to talk to you. Steve, what are they doing? Did they go with a fire zone and play that 3?
Let me call Sip real quick about the scheme.
I'm not a schematics person. Yeah. I'm not.
I can see it. I feel it. I feel it daily. I do. I feel it daily.
Let's walk through this one.
Let's walk through this.
But I know football.
I know football at a high level. Like I said, so what we did is we had a three-legged stool,
right,
and two guys had never played football. And then we added Ben with all the takes, never played football.
But he's a coach, Bill.
Yeah, but yeah,
he's a coach.
So we added Ben. But yeah,
me and Jake know it at a high level.
But here's the
though.
Best. So I go into my band workout.
Yeah.
I go into my band workout in between the deal, and I hear you three out here just haggling over football. And it just, the things that are said, it's one of the most mesmerizing.
Is it amazing?
It's amazing.
It's like we coach,
and,
though.
And Ben comes out with just like all these takes, just like, oh no, these guys, the Ravens, are you kidding me? They have to do. And I'm just like, wow. Wow.
We that's, sound like three coaches,
that,
though, right?
When people ask me that, hey, did you go to the game Saturday? I go, absolutely not. I said, I've had to do it one time in my life. I'm not going to sit in the stands of fandom.
Listen to Jake and Simple.
It's just the people just like, just I'm not doing that.
I'm pretty calm in the stands.
Yeah. Do you know schematics?
No.
But you know,
I'm not going to pretend to. Yeah,
but the average fan can tell what looks good and what
yeah,
good.
Right. You know, right.
It's very
right.
easy to see. Like, it's very easy to see when you're watching just a game last night or the overtime game. It's like, wow, look at the running back. Look at them. That was incredible.
Yeah, and Ja'Cory Barney's that guy too. You see sheer speed and toughness. By the way, Barney is small, but he's tougher than hell. He's going to be a great player here, and they do need to get him the ball more. They do.
Fast. Urban was, oh, man, was he just a fanatic
really?
Of speed. When I was watching the Oregon game against Boise, they had speed like I've never seen. I mean, they ran the punt return kickoff. But when they just watching their whole team, the receivers two or three times got behind everybody. They just missed them. But it was like, I was like, man, this is a headache.
Barney's and, that way.
And so they have, when you have a whole team of those, or you have a couple of them, yeah. when you have a couple. But obviously, just having that speed, because you can't coach it. I love that one. I got to get back down to a 4.4.
No.
When were you at a 4.4? Tell me the time when you ran
walk
that.
Back see, to the, here's yeah. the thing. I mean, it's not – sometimes you just got to back up and take the 30,000-foot view. Look at the guys that they're leaning on this year. That running back, Dante Dowdell. You can see from the press box, he's got more explosion than the other guys. Even more than Ramir at 6'2", 225. That's why he's playing. It's a speed game. It's a power game. He's faster, more powerful.
Initial twitch.
Yeah, he's faster, more powerful, more twitch than the other running backs. That's why Gabe Irvin's 4 now, Jake. Because Dowdell, when you watch it, you're like, what do you see when you see Dowdell run?
It's a good picture.
You're like, whoa. I mean,
whoa.
Yeah. What do you say when you see Barney round, Ja'Cory Barney round the end off on a reverse or one of those flip passes? You're like, Jesus.
You know, just like that.
Yeah.
You know how you get a fast team?
How?
Recruit them. Well, you know what? They all came in here. You know, I'll be go to hell. They're all about 4.75, 4.8. Now they're running like 4.35.
Doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't work. No. Doesn't work that way. You can put some mass on some people.
Right.
You can do that. Speed. You have somebody that somebody's a little bit lean. Like, oh, and then like I said, like that. Then you look at their lower body. What's the chance to develop? But you know, somebody like I said, mass kicks ass. If your lower body's so skinny, that doesn't change. Yeah. You know, all of a sudden like that. You can tell their upper body, you can bring that along. You can mm-hmm. bring some things along with it. But yeah, if you want to have a fast team, recruit them. That's
hey,
what it is.
Hey, Sip, by the way, from Jordan Wilbur.
Jordan.
Going back quickly to Glenn Foley.
Yeah. Who's Glenn Foley?
Glenn Foley was a quarterback from Boston College who played for the Jets in the late 90s. He says, I had to Google him, LOL.
That's awesome.
You got a Jets
our special
quarterback.
Teams coordinator, Glenn Foley. We have an ex-quarterback.
I got off to a really bad start in this show today with an inappropriate comment and the wrong name. And Jake gave me the sideways glance.
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
you get the want. Yeah,
Glenn Foley. And then he gave me the on Ed Foley, the yeah, Glenn Foley's.
Ed. That would be yeah. Ed
yeah.
Foley.
Oh, yeah, he was perturbed.
Well, before I get to break, maybe you're hungry, though. Maybe just need some breakfast.
The Bird.
You can go to for breakfast, brunch, or lunch to Early Bird at 19th and K for breakfast burritos, chicken fried steak, which is what, Bill?
Smothered.
I was waiting for him to drink his coffee.
Now, give me some more pancake.
Cinnamon roll pancakes, blueberry pancakes.
Okay. Strawberry pancakes.
I told you they have French toast pancakes there, which I've been told incredible.
Missing Tooth Greg went there the other day. Said it was incredible.
Sent me a picture.
He did?
He sent me a
he
picture.
He did not send me a picture.
Oh, I got a picture. I got a picture
hey,
from the Bird.
Did he get the world famous hash holes? Did he get those?
No, but there's a guy at Buffalo Wings and Rings. The worlds collided last night. I got a hash holes at Buffalo Wings and Rings.
How
as I was walking
that?
Out, I was walking
oh,
out.
Somebody
with,
yelled at you
okay. with the boys,
did
and
you?
A guy yelled hash holes at Buffalo Wings and Rings. So the worlds collided.
That's beautiful.
Where was I at? Oh,
hash holes?
At that event, I got one. I got a hash hole on Friday night. Yeah, I got that
one. You could do another one.
Yeah. Hash hole! Hash hole!
Hash hole! That is incredibly obnoxious. Yeah, I mean,
my mom doesn't like it.
She doesn't?
Sharon's not happy.
She's obnoxious.
She thinks it sounds like a swear word and like a...
Oh, well, listen, we're not swearing, Sharon.
Yeah, kind of does.
Kind of does. Kind of sounds like
Sharon's classy. That's why.
Yeah, she's like, we don't like that.
That's your mom.
Also, remember though, she also is very upset with the game show. Shut up, Sipple. She goes, I like Sipple. I don't like that.
No, I don't want to shut up to him. I met your mom, and it was amazing. She was like, it was like meeting the queen.
She kind of is like that a little bit.
She's very stately.
Yes, but very down. But yes, very welcoming.
Very welcoming, but very put together.
Yes, very put together.
Yeah.
Early Bird, 19th and K, open 6:30 to 2:30 every single day. When we come back, a little look at the AP top 10. Who can push the top two teams next in Early Break of the Ticket?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.